We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. As always, saving our best for last. This is Ask Greg. Our own Gregory Pickle over there is going to answer your questions fed to the Keystone Sports app using the Ask Greg button. If you didn't know that, go get the app. Ask some questions. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. I'm just a sideshow here. This is all about Greg here. This segment brought to you, as always, by the new 409 Tailgate Club. Tailgate Wine. You can check them out at tailgatewine.com. All kinds of award-winning wines. They include Sapphire Blue, which is a blueberry wine, Old Main Pinot Grigio, the 1855 Vidal. You can go to tailgatewine.com. They even have a blue and white wine gift box for that blue and white fan in your life. One more time, tailgatewine.com, the winner. As Greg sees it, best question in this segment is going to get a bottle of that wine. You got to be 21 years old and you got to be able to prove it. We'll throw those things out there. So I'm going to ask some questions. Greg's going to, at the end here, going to tell us who had the best question for him, and they're going to get a bottle of wine. So let's get moving here, Greg. Mike from Linglestown, just asking about Manny Bowen. Is he still a student in the fall? Can Franklin invite him as a Penn State student to try out for a non-scholarship roster position? Just really what your feel is on Manny Bowen and Penn State.
Yeah, so let me see if I understand this correctly. Yeah, absolutely they could have him come back and not be on scholarship. And, you know, he could go about things just like any other non-scholarship player would. It's kind of been quiet on that front, hasn't it? I mean, at first it seemed like a decision was imminent when Manny posted that photo on Instagram, and ever since then it seems to have died down a bit. I don't know if that's because, I mean, look, Penn State's coaching staff is taking a well-deserved break at this point, so you're not going to make splashy news and add a guy that you kicked off your roster back onto your roster while you're trying to relax before the season starts. So
that's whatever Penn State fan wants, though.
Absolutely.
And we're not going to hear about this for a little while, I think, and it's not going to, nothing until it's official.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, I don't expect James Franklin to be available to the media again until Big Ten media days. He'll be asked about it there. I mean, he has a 45-minute roundtable that he can't avoid, so he'll be asked about it there. But, I mean, it, truly, unless he gives some kind of solid answer there, which is possible, I honestly think we might not know until the first week of camp. The first week of August, which is the first week of camp. You know, I think that it honestly could take until then for us to have a good answer on this topic.
This is my favorite phrasing of the question. Brian from Austin, Texas.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Gregory the Galaxy. I'm just going to read it word for word because it's amazing. I have a Marvel themed Penn State football question for you. The villainous Thanos has gathered all the Infinity Stones, snapped his fingers, and has eliminated half of the population throughout the universe. Oh, by the way, a belated spoiler alert. With half of Earth's population now gone, who are the five people, players, assistants, athletic directors, etc., you would ensure were around while the football program and the world generally was being rebuilt? Yes, it is sad that half the population is gone. However, the first game of the season is September 1st. App State. Awesome. I think it's awesome. If I were picking, that's my winner already. But it's a good question.
Yeah.
Like five irreplaceable parts of Penn State's football program.
I'm going to go Dwight Gault, James Franklin, Trace McSorley. And then it gets a little bit tough after that because you got some serious options to consider. I'm going to go Juwan Johnson. And I have to take one guy on defense, so it's going to be Nick Scott.
I love it.
So those are my five, and you could obviously go a number of different directions there. It's a fascinating question, Brian, and takes the early lead. But I think the one thing I would say is that if you were at this stage and you're trying to pick a player on defense, I think that's where it's toughest because you want to pick John Reed, but he does come off an injury. So, you know, you want to pick Cole Farmer, but does Penn State necessarily need a linebacker like what he is able to do on a consistent basis?
You can make a good case for about eight guys. You can't make a great case for anybody on that defense.
So Nick Scott, number one, I think he's the heart and soul of that unit this year. I really, really do. And if you have that in place, you can build around that.
Wow. How about that? I mean, the answer was as good as the question.
It's a good day, Dustin. It's a
okay.
Good day.
Yeah. Andy from South Burlington, Vermont. I just don't know how we're going up from there. But what's your take on Braylon Franklin being somewhat quietly moved to defensive end? Now been listed that way on the roster. He's put on significant weight. Does he have a chance at this position? We touched on that in the previous segment, in the redshirt freshman segment. But it's a good question.
Does he have a chance? I think so. And the reason being is that Penn State has been very good with recruiting defensive tackles of late. Defensive end and depth there, not so much. I mean, they do have some, obviously, and a lot of young guys that are playing, but as the program continues down the path it's going, you have some guys there that have NFL potential. What I'm getting at here is that I think on a numbers perspective, from a numbers perspective, Franklin could play himself into the rotation simply because he's eventually going to be an older guy in this program and might get a role because of that.
Yeah, it's one thing. The more variables you introduce in a player's early recruitment and development, the longer it might take for him to reach that point, but you can't ever rule it out. You have some more tried and true defensive ends
right
on that rotation, really talented guys, as you mentioned, so he's gonna have his work cut out for him. I wouldn't rule him out. I also wouldn't look for much in 2018. Jason from New Philadelphia, Ohio. Is that better than the old Philadelphia?
Wait till you see the end of the question. You have your mind.
I saw it already. Yeah. And really it's gonna challenge Thanos here for ruler of the Ask Greg universe. Penn State's recruiting quarterback Michael Johnson Jr., and he recently visited campus. He's also being recruited by his father, who's on Oregon staff. I'd love to hear how you think the conversation went between Franklin and Mr. Johnson. By the way, you and Dustin are the A team and not the B team. That must have, if this question's maybe a week or two old, we must have said something, and we'd be probably meaning me, really self-deprecating about how we're not on Ross Tucker's level. But this is confirmation. Put it in the books now.
Yeah.
We're the A team.
Yeah. Someone let Ross know in his app or his button. At any rate, Michael Johnson Jr., interesting that this comes up because he just did an interview with a media outlet out in Oregon not too long ago. Said he fell in love with Penn State during his June official visit to campus. Oregon is not in his top group at this point in time. Oregon State is, however. Miami, though, appears to be the one school that I think could challenge Penn State. And it's really quite simply a numbers game. They have no quarterback committed, and they only are taking one. Penn State has one quarterback committed, and it wants to take two. So Michael Johnson Jr. will have to decide which situation and which school fits him best. I don't know if you got to read him, Dustin, but his comments about Penn State were absolutely glowing. I didn't really find any of his other answers in that interview to be quite as comprehensive and quite as enthusiastic as I did his Penn State answer. So I'd be really surprised if Penn State isn't able to eke this one out.
Yeah, I mean, the math seems to suggest that a program that doesn't have any quarterback commits already should be the front runner, but it is hard to – there's a lot more feeling and emotion behind what he said about Penn State than the other schools. So it's going to be interesting. To the end. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, Penn State football and recruiting questions from you guys. Greg's going to pick the best question at the end, and that person is going to get a bottle of wine, which is an amazing thing if you think about it. Dominic from Cranberry Township. Seems that every Penn Stater taken in the NFL draft and the after draft were all three-star players except for Saquon Barkley. I'm imagining what Franklin's staff can do with four and five-star players. Do you feel that Penn State is in a much better place going forward because of this fact? I would agree with the sentiment here. Last year's draft turned the tide a little bit, though. Deshaun Hamilton was a three-star. Gesicki was a four-star. Barkley was a four-star. You know, Apke was a three-star wide receiver.
Right.
Marcus Allen was somewhere between a three and a four-star, depending on where you look. So there's some shades of gray, but I think early on, when Penn State made its move in 2016, they were doing it with a lot of three-star. They weren't doing it with a lot of NFL draft talent. But Chris Godwin was another guy. He was a four-star. He was a wide out, too.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I would say, and I mostly agree with the sentiment as well, but the one thing I would say to counter that is that Michigan State's done very well putting three stars into the NFL. Now, granted, they haven't necessarily, you know, had the level of success that the programs that consistently get four and five stars have. There's no question about that. But it's proved you can win with three stars. And you know what, Dustin? There's a lot of programs that don't win with four and five-star recruits. Check the the top, you know, five and top 10 rankings for the last, you know, maybe decade. And you'll find that there's obviously the contenders are in there for the most part. There's also some teams that have incredibly underachieved despite the talent that they have. So I would agree, though, that Penn State's coaching staff has been known to get more out of its players than maybe it looks like they should or that they're going to be able to. So at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, obviously the more talent you get, the more likely you are to continue to succeed and reach new heights, and Penn State's on that path.
I will be the first to say they are developing players better than I expected them to. You knew James Franklin could recruit. I didn't know what player development was going to be like.
Better hope he doesn't hear that. It's going to bug him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That whole recruit. Remember, he was not thrilled about being labeled as simply a recruiter.
I know.
And rightly so.
But the national narrative, right. It was what it was when he's leaving Vanderbilt, and that's what the national narrative was. We needed to wait and see what he and his staff could do developing players, and in all kinds of ways. I mean, from a football standpoint, from a strength and conditioning and testing standpoint, they've been pretty extraordinary, Greg. And,
correct.
And so, and then I would say for quarterbacks, evaluation is part of it. Evaluation, recruiting, development. They've been really good in all those fronts, better than I thought. And I'm just being honest. Sorry, James from State College. John from Defiance, Ohio says, Greg, you are the recruiting guru. The 2018 class is large. The 2019 class is likely much smaller. How big do you guess the next two classes will be? What's the average size class, if there is such a thing?
I don't have enough time to go find a quote from Andy Frank, but I mean, Andy Frank, the director of player personnel, the recruiting guru, and really, he is an engineer by trade. He has an engineering degree, and he is the engineer of Penn State's recruiting class. He made a great point back in December when asked this very question, more or less. The idea that Penn State is going to have a smaller class because of the numbers. And he basically said, look, I mean, we don't like to, you know, I mean, obviously they have estimates. I mean, they're not, they have to, but at the same time, they don't like to pin themselves on the idea that, okay, we only have room for X, Y, and Z, because things happen. Guys get kicked off the team. Guys decide to transfer. Guys get hurt. Guys, they unfortunately come like the NSC dude did with a medical issue that, you know, pretty much ends their career before it even begins. So, I mean, there's so many factors that go into it. That said, looking 19-20 probably for this cycle, I think that's probably going to be pretty consistent over the next couple of years here. Once they get, you know, maybe 5 years down the road, Dustin, I think, and look, there'll be times when guys start leaving for the NFL and you'll get a little bit more, but I don't know, 19-20-21, I think you can probably safely assume Penn State's going to be in that ballpark most of the years under James Franklin. There'll be some years they get higher, maybe a year or two they go lower, but for the most part, I think you're always looking around that 20 mark.
I was going to try to squeeze another question. I think instead we can just have that conversation about which of these questions was the best ones. You have all the questions there in front of you this time around. I'm not going to go through and recap them, but there were some good ones.
I missed that. There was. This was a good week. Thanks for submitting your questions. I mean, I think that we're going to have to go with Brian from Austin, Texas, the Marvel-themed question. The five Penn State people we'd want to have left if the world was being rebuilt because of some evil Thanos guy. So, yeah.
Have you seen the Avengers Infinity War? Okay.
No.
It's a reference to that. So you don't have to see it.
I have my five, and that's all that matters.
Exactly. Exactly.
Make my own movie.
All right. Brian from Austin, Texas, figures the furthest shipping time is the winner this week. Great question. Come back with another one. Give us a Deadpool-themed question next week. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Congratulations to Brian. And you can always check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.